Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Programmatic advertising is surging in Europe. New Look is heading to the German e-commerce market. And Google has launched a new travel app. Data from IAB Europe has revealed that European programmatic advertising has jumped by over 70% in the last calendar year. The programmatic display advertising market was worth 5.7 billion euros in 2015, compared to 3.4 billion euros in 2014. The data also suggests that mobile display is used programmatically more than any other device. Largely due to the continuous growth in social media, mobile programmatic saw an exponential growth of 165% in Europe, whilst video grew by 95% in 2015. Global head of programmatic trading at the BBC, David Goddard, said that it was fantastic to see yet another year of significant growth in the format's revenue, whilst Gerhard Lau at Deutsche Telekom said it cannot be ignored any longer by advertisers. The British fashion retailer New Look has started the process of launching in the German online market. To celebrate the move, the company has introduced free worldwide delivery until the 1st of October, when the German website will be opened. New Look has stated that it intends to claim a share in the booming online fashion market in the country, offering a wide range of products and offers. The company has already expanded its high street presence across Europe and Asia, with 578 brick and mortar stores across the world. Founded in 1969, New Look first ventured into e-commerce in 2007, which now accounts for 13% of its total sales, shipping to 120 countries. A new travel app has been launched by Google, named Google Trips. The new app will assist users in creating a travel guide, including locating places of interest and finding nearby restaurants. The app also allows users to write up reviews of places they have visited for other users to read and take information from, whilst also collecting data from travelers to suggest itineraries in popular locations around the world. Interestingly, for marketers, the app also helps users book flights and find local hotels and attractions, which puts it in direct competition with Airbnb's new travel app, which focuses on travel services. A new study in Japan has shown that internet users over 50 are less likely to go online than their younger compatriots. The Ministry of Internal Affairs in the country conducted a survey on internet use, looking into age groups and how often they each go online. The age group with the highest internet usage in Japan are those aged 20 to 29, with more than 9 out of 10 respondents of that age going online daily, with those in their 30s just behind. Those age groups also showed that the most popular device amongst young people was smartphones, with 91% of those in their 20s using them to access the internet, whilst only 73% used desktop. eMarketer has estimated that 82% of Japan's population will use the internet on a monthly basis in 2016. And finally, a study has revealed that podcast ads are having a limited effect. Research conducted by the Interactive Advertisement Bureau has found that only 8% of listeners have bought an item after hearing an advert for it on a podcast. Podcasts are seen by some advertisers as being a good platform for targeting loyal listeners who tend to listen to the same programs regularly. However, the research showed that the most likely action to be taken by listeners after consuming the ads is to visit a sponsor's website, with 45% of them going online to do so. This is followed by multiple other actions, including 37% gathering more information about the product and 20% visiting a store. Podcast ad spending is increasing, with a 48% increase in 2015 and an increase of $200 million expected before 2020. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.